I call this meeting of June 4th order. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item for discussion, communication for information. Wendy, it's on you.
I just wanted to discuss the July 2nd meeting because it's so close to the holiday. Do you still want to have it, or?
How does our agenda look?
I don't know for July yet.
I may want to take a vacation on that during that week, but I might be the only one that's in that situation.
My preference is to not have the meeting. If there are no objections, we will not have the July 2nd meeting due to the nearness to the holiday. No objections?
None.
Good. Too late.
Too late.
Actions on matters still pending, new business, request for an appeal hearing, Vincent Trujillo. Do we have, and the city attorney will not be here?
I don't believe there's anybody from the city attorney's office. I know that Wendy received an email from the legal advisor to you that they had no objection to, there was no issue on the jurisdiction. It's just a scheduling issue. They were hoping for a September date, but I don't have anything.
We will leave that in Wendy's capable hands to schedule that then.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
Before she does that, I move that we grant the request for an appeal hearing for Vincent Trujillo?
Trujillo.
A couple of weeks, I might be able to get that.
Okay, it's been moved that we request the grant.
You're having as much trouble as I did.
We grant the request for an appeal hearing. Thank you.
For an appeal hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Madam. Board Member Heller.
I would agree and support this motion, but I would request that the union perhaps provide some more clarifying information as to what it is they're appealing, as the form is just a little short.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe I know what they're appealing.
Yeah, I think I could tell you.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a mystery, right?
It's reduction in rank or pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got that. But I don't know, I just thought that there wasn't.
We will be getting further information from both parties as it proceeds. So this is just setting a date for the hearing.
Just to.
Sounds good.
Set it for hearing. Yeah.
I will hear no objections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Consideration on matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report?
None this evening.
All right. Human Director reports and requests. Joy, you have changed. No.
Good evening, Chair Severson and Civil Service Board members. I'm Mary McDougall, the Human Resources Manager. Unfortunately, Joy St. Germain, HR Director, is not able
speak.
To be here.
Sorry. Thank you. I know.
Delaying over to do that. This evening,
Joy's always closer to that.
This evening, I have two list extensions to report. The first is the building maintenance worker list. The building maintenance worker list was established on 5/20/2014. No vacancies have been filled. However, the list is used to determine eligibility for current employees to set up when filling temporary vacancies. There were initially and are currently 78 people on the list, and 27 are City of Tacoma residents. I have approved a one-year extension of the list to May 20th, 2016. The second is the water heavy equipment operator. The water heavy equipment operator was established also 5/20/2014 with 8 candidates, and 4 were in our City of Tacoma residents. No vacancies have been filled. However, the list is also used to determine eligibility for current employees to set up when filling temporary vacancies. So 8 people, including those 4 City of Tacoma residents, remain on the list. And the HR director has approved a 1-year extension of the list to May 20th, 2016. We also have 3 requests for waivers of competitive examination for your consideration this evening. Margaret Baker, HR analyst, will be presenting all 3 requests. And the first request is to place Mr. Ryan McGraw in Public Assembly Facilities Maintenance Chief position. And John Haug, Deputy Director of Public Assembly Facilities, will be presenting with Ms. Baker.
Thank you.
Chair Summers, members of the board, my name is Margaret Baker from the Human Resources Department. In your board packets this evening are 3 waivers of competitive examination from 3 different departments that I happen to support. All 3 requests fall under Tacoma Municipal Code 124.570. As indicated in the memos that you've been provided, we've addressed the following: background information, business needs for the request, information about the competitive process used to originally hire the employees, and information about the employees themselves. Our first request is from the Public Assembly Facilities Department. They are seeking a waiver to promote Ryan McGraw, currently the Assistant Maintenance Chief, to Maintenance Chief. With me this evening is Mr. John Haug, Deputy Director for the department. He's here to address any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I do have questions about, I think the first 2 of these kind of struck me as I'm wondering why the waiver is being requested in these cases. It seems like you've got a immensely qualified person, all of these people, and that if the job was just to follow the regular course of action, that these people, this person, would be hired, would be picked. I'm not really sure why you need the request for a waiver for this.
The rules state that, and I apologize, I don't have them in front of me, but for us to put an employee into a higher classification, it would mean that we either have to do a promotional exam or come to the board and ask for a waiver of competitive examination. And so,
Right. I understand that.
Right.
And my question is, my thinking is why is it needed for this person? It looks like this person for an open competition for this position, that this would be the best person for this job.
Absolutely, and we agree with that, which is why we're here requesting a waiver to waive the competitive process and save the city both time and money in putting a recruitment out on the street. So we're following our personnel rules, coming to the board asking for a waiver so that we don't have to do that competitive process.
Time and money angle. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Board Member Heller.
A quick question.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
If you can guesstimate it for me, about how much does it cost on average to do a recruitment?
Let me see.
I don't have that information available, but we can certainly get it for you. We can get you an estimate. But
okay.
Yeah.
Be good to know.
Yeah.
Just how much money are we saving?
Yeah.
Be happy to pull that together for you.
Madam Chair, I didn't...
Board Member?
I didn't quite hear your question, Amy.
My question was, how much money does a normal recruitment cost? Therefore, how much money are we saving?
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you.
Recognizing it's a cost saving to the city, just getting an idea of what that is.
The time and money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, correct.
Now, clearly,
absolutely.
Clearly, you're saving time.
Right.
And I'm sure clearly you're saving money too. you know, yeah. it could be considerable. I don't know.
Absolutely, and it certainly depends upon the size and scope of the position itself and how much recruiting we actually have to do and so
but
forth.
But the first two are promotional, so it would be an in-house recruitment, would it not?
Yes. That would be correct.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there's that.
Yes, sir. Okay.
It would be good to have that information.
Certainly.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Sexton.
I move that we grant the waiver for competitive examination for PAF Maintenance Chief Ryan McGraw.
Second.
I hear a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
Thank you, John.
And is Mr. McGraw in the audience? Does he want to say a few words?
I'm afraid, Mr. McGraw, Chair Summers, members of the board, Mayor McGraw is actually working this evening, much to our benefit.
Don't interrupt him.
So we decided not to. He's busy working away at the Tacoma Dome Convention Center tonight, getting ready for a couple of events. But I do want to say on behalf of him, as well as the rest of our greater team, thank you for the consideration in making him continue to be a part of our team in a greater capacity. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item.
Okay, our second request is from the Neighborhood and Community Services Department, and with me this evening is Nadia Chandler Hardy, Director of Neighborhood and Community Services Department and Assistant to the City Manager. They are seeking a waiver to non-competitively appoint Shelley Kimmel Copen to the position of NCS Supervisor.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
You know, I have the same question. Will I get the same answer?
Yes, sir, you would.
Okay. Well, that's...
Sure. Absolutely.
That's good enough for me. Then.
Thank you. Fair enough.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the request for waiver of competitive examination for NCS Supervisor Shelley Kimmel Copeny. Close.
Yes, sir. It's been moved, and anybody who's brave enough to make that motion should get a second.
Second.
And seconded. Is there any further discussion from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And is she here this evening?
She is here this evening.
Would you like to say a couple words?
Good evening. I just want to express my appreciation. My name is Shelley Kimmel Copen. It's a tongue twister, I know. It's a little hard.
You did pretty well.
So, yeah, not too bad. Anyone who can pronounce that gets a prize, right? So I just wanted to, again, express my appreciation for your consideration of this request, and I look forward to the challenge. It certainly will be.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all that you do and for being down here tonight and coming to speak to us. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the last item.
Our final request is from the IT department. They are seeking a waiver to promote Andy Long to the position of Senior IT Analyst. Jack Lunick is the Director of the Information Technology Department, and he is here to answer any questions that the board may have.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination for IT analyst senior Andrew Long.
It's been moved, and do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any other questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Is Mr. Long here?
Unfortunately, Mr. Long is not here this evening. He's out with a previously scheduled appointment, but on behalf of the IT department and on behalf of Mr. Long, we would like to thank you for your consideration this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Comments by the public. Don't all crowd the mic.
One line, please.
Comments by board?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Hansen.
I think I received a communication from Wendy. And it's my understanding that we're still working on the residency issue.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is correct.
Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that it's not done right at this moment. How soon can we look forward to a study session on that issue?
Well, since the board is not meeting in July, I would say that August we could probably plan to have it.
See, if we had that July meeting.
August. Are there any other questions? Thank you for bringing that up.
So we're going to do it in August, is that right?
I think we should have the information ready by then.
Is that? Okay, great.
Kurt, Madam Chair, if board I could ask Hanson. Jennifer, you kind of acted like you were surprised.
I am surprised.
Oh, okay.
They're working on the presentation for the study session, and after the board's had an opportunity to absorb that, and if the board wants to go in a direction, then you can tap me to try and help take you there. But I have not been
involved. I'm like a sponge. I absorb very quickly.
So I have about as much information as you do right now. At this point, I'm not sure what the presentation and the study session will entail. But if the board wants to make some changes, suggested changes to the personnel rules to send to the council following that, then we can work from there.
And my understanding of the board's request was that we look at other cities or counties or other jurisdictions where they have looked at residency preference. That's what you had asked us to get information. So
yes.
That's what we're working
on. Yes. Board Member Sexton?
No, I was just recalling, I believe a certain board member had similar requests to what was stated. Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Board Member Hanson.
And I just have a question. So it might be useful also, and I don't know if Jennifer, it would be useful for Jennifer as well, to look at some personnel rules from other jurisdictions. I don't know if you're doing that as well in your study.
So we are looking to find out other types of residency preferences. So that would say here, what is the rule around a residency preference as part of their hiring process? So.
Yeah, that would be great, and I think that would certainly be helpful when we get to the point where we decide whether or not we want to actually draft a rule, that we would have some of those model rules, and then Jennifer could look at those.
I'd certainly do that as part of the prep.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Other questions from board members? I know that they gave you a whole lot of information. How is it coming to find out who's the longest serving civil service board member?
Still working
on it. Okay. I'm going to keep on that because I'm just curious. I actually think I know the person who's still no longer here, but I still.
That's consecutively?
No.
Oh.
But they haven't input data for quite some time, so she has to do that herself.
Well, just make
and
it
I
up.
And I appreciate then. The hard work. Thank you.
Just make it up. We won't know.
Okay. Any other discussions? Now, I hope the board member took to heart our lessons from Jennifer, and nobody has been making any comments on Facebook, Dan.
Oh. Now that we're all certified in the Open Public Meetings Act, I know better than to ever discuss the Civil Service Board outside of the Civil Service Board.
Very good. Okay. Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
Unless someone's taking minutes.
Can I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And it's been seconded. All those in favor? We are out of here. Thank you. Stays at the Fight Club. Now, you must have minutes for me to sign from last month, Wendy.
Oops.
I did not see them.
I guess I can take this home.
Yeah, right. Everything in there is yours.
Oh, okay.
You get a mail.
Well, this is pretty old. I hadn't even noticed this.
So who do you think it is?
You probably already got this.
Yeah.
No, right. I think it's Disbro.
Well, there's a date on it.
Yeah, it's the...
It's not consecutive.
Oh, is that for
thing?
The...
Just asking.
Was
for the longest... Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will point you in the right direction. I think he served the longest time. Al Disbro.
Yeah, there was something that came up recently
Thanks,
that I
had to spell that.
I didn't know my mail soon enough.
B R O
Becky, Steve Kirby.
It's B I S B R O
D I S
B R O. I think that's it.
I was there last year, but I just...
Yeah, there was no...
You know,
I don't know.
Oh, my!
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. I know.
If we could get even started,
I mean, I would help you out, whenever I could. I can't.
Yeah.
But, you know, even when they're pissed off with those folks in the past, they've always invited
them. Uh-huh.
You know, in the office.
Yeah.
But none of them showed up this year.
I suppose I could.
There was no candidates.
Pull stuff out of archive.
They probably didn't invite the candidates.
Yeah.
There's too many of them.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of them there.
You know, I should print that out for you with me, or maybe I should send it to you.
Yeah.
Yes, both of those would work. And then we can, maybe we can, maybe we can fill in some of the blanks.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some really good candidates.
And, yeah, because I know what you probably got, and I don't...
And it looks like Amy is unopposed.
Mean to make it a huge task.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we should have better members than that.
Yeah, we should.
And that's not your fault, that, you know, there's somebody who's in charge of that, it's not you.
And
I
sat down
I was really
a couple hours with Keith Block.
Okay.
Well, and then there's the issue of
I guess early on I sat down with Justin for
go to the Pierce County
a couple hours too.
Except for the employee reps.
No, they aren't. And neither is the management appointee.
That would be correct.
I don't think he was too much help or advice to Justin.
He was an employee rep. I just thought Steve Downing should be on that list for
Keith,
management rep.
You know, he's listened to everything I said, you know. And,
all through Dave Stipek's leadership.
Yeah.
And before.
I wish
I'm just really curious.
I wish I could get
I'll send that to you.
Okay.
Tom to listen to everything I told him.
Yeah, that's sad. That's not something that can easily be pulled.
You know,
you want me to send it to you?
You know, need to just doorbell.
She'll just call me and say, "What is this?"
You know, and there's
explain it to her.
That's fine.
You know,
how are you doing?
It's a low number.
Good.
It's going to turn out. It's a low number.
What are you doing for your birthday this year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've told them both.
And I cannot be a good friend. Probably, so whatever you have planned, I will be.
You know, 400 or 500.
I have.